Welcome to As It Was, Tales from the Mythical State of Jefferson. Practically every service club and civic organization in Medford, Oregon had been talking for years about providing a live Christmas tree for the city, but none had ever done it. Finally, the Parent Teacher Association undertook the challenge in 1927. In past years, many felled firs had been stuck into the ground to give the appearance they were still alive. But in 1927, a new Forest Service tree preservation program discouraged the destruction of so many young trees during the Christmas season. This was before Christmas tree farms sprouted all over Oregon. PTA member Mrs. B.H. Bryant and Mrs. Hal Platt made arrangements with the Forest Service to dig a large fir from the forest, transport it to Medford, and successfully plant it in a city park. As of mid-December, a site had not yet been chosen for the living tree, but many suggested the area around the Carnegie Library would be appropriate. No mention was made of having any kind of tree lighting ceremony, but plans did include decorating Medford's living Christmas tree with colored electric lights, tinsel, popcorn, and other seasonable ornaments, whether artificial or real. Obviously, real snow depended on the weather. Today's episode of As It was written by Alice Mullally, edited by Kernan Turner, and produced by Raymond Scully. I'm Shirley Patton. As It Was is a co-production of JPR and the Southern Oregon Historical Society. To share stories or to learn more about the series, visit asitwas.org.